This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden met with Republican and Democratic state governors Thursday on how to best fight the coronavirus pandemic as President Donald Trump continued his efforts to block the transition of power. Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris met virtually with members of the National Governors Association team. Afterwards, the president-elect said that President Trump is being incredibly irresponsible by not helping with the transition and releasing funds needed to stay up to speed in fighting the virus.
I think most of the Republicans I've spoken to, including some of the governors, think this is debilitating. It sends a horrible message about who we are as a country.
Biden emphasized that several challenges lie ahead, including distributing and administering any vaccine approved for use. The president-elect also said he would not mandate a national lockdown to fight the virus because each state and community is different. With the coronavirus surging out of control, the top public health agency in the United States pleaded with Americans on Thursday not to travel for Thanksgiving. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The CDC's Dr. Aaron Salber-Schatz says the plea comes after more than 1 million new virus cases were reported over the last week. She says the safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving is at home with people in your household. If college students or members of the military are coming home, the CDC suggests keeping things outdoors if possible, with people 6 feet apart and wearing masks, with just one person serving the food. Coronavirus surges were seen last summer after Memorial Day and July 4th, despite similar warnings. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.